Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us yet on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Al Perez, the owner of Indiana Preferred Home Buyers, which helps clients sell their homes in a way that best suits the client's needs, and joins the show to share how to sell your home fast in Northwest Indiana. Mr. Perez, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you having me on board. Looking forward to our conversation today.
And I'm looking forward to it as well. I'm sure we can learn a few things from you per your expertise. So for starters, what is it that Indiana Preferred Home Buyers does exactly that differentiates you from a real estate agent? Let's start there.
Well, that's a great question. Now, they're located right here in Northwest Indiana. I think a lot of times going through a real estate agent, there's some, you know, you got your house on the market. It could sit for a month or two, get under contract, and then you got inspections and surveys and warranties and all this other things you got to get done. A lot of times it could take, you know, anywhere between 2 to 4 to 6 months to sell your home. Whereas going through Indiana Preferred Home Buyers, you know, we make a quick cash offer within a day or two from when you call us, and then we can close as quickly as 4 to 5 business days after that. No inspections, no surveys, no warranties, no closing costs. A lot of times it's just the convenience of going through someone such as myself, a company such as myself, as well as, you know, you don't have to open up your home for a bunch of people to kind of walk through and see your property. You can just call one person and we can come out and make a quick cash offer, a quick closing.
Certainly appreciate your sharing the differentiators there through Indiana Preferred Home Buyers. Now, what areas of Indiana does your company primarily buy in?
That's a great question, Eric. We're located right here in Highland, Indiana. We buy in all of Lake County, as well as in Porter County, Indiana. So we're right here, Northwest Indiana is about 20 minutes east of Chicago, so right over the border. But pretty much anywhere in Lake and Porter County, Indiana is where we're focusing on and buying most of our properties at.
Now, I'd be curious, other than buying a property that may be too ugly for a traditional sale, are there any advantages to using you guys over another home buying company or iBuyer?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say the main thing is that, you know, we're local. A lot of these big iBuyer companies, they're not local. We're local. We understand the market very well. We purchased over 130 properties just last year alone. So we buy a lot of properties in the area, so we know the market very well. Whereas, you know, iBuyers, eBuyers, all these other companies, you know, they're just a large company that's just running data numbers. We tend to actually offer more than most of these eBuyers and iBuyer companies because we understand the market and the condition with being right outside of Chicago. A lot of people are selling their home in Illinois, moving out to Indiana where the taxes are a lot cheaper. So, you know, just things like that. We understand the market better. We can offer, typically in most cases, offer a higher price than most of these big conglomerates.
Today we are joined by Mr. Al Perez, the owner of Indiana Preferred Home Buyers, which helps clients sell their homes in a way that best suits the client's needs, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Perez, what are the fees typically associated with selling a home versus someone utilizing a real estate agent? Get into some of those details.
No, that's another great question, Al. A lot of times, you know, when you're selling your home through an agent, you're spending, you know, 5 to 6% right off the bat to the agents involved, both the selling and the buying agent. So you've got, you know, 5-6% right off the bat there. And then also when you're selling it on the market, you're putting your house up on the market, you've got closing costs. Typically those range, you know, anywhere between $1,500 to $2,500. And then the buyers out here, you know, have a pretty standard, and a lot of them are asking for anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 in closing costs, concessions. So towards their closing costs. So, you know, there's some additional costs there, and then they're asking for warranties, surveys. The other big item most homeowners neglect is the inspection. Now, we sell over 100 properties a year and buy over 100 properties a year? You know, even a house that's all fixed up and we thought we got our I's, cross our T's, we usually spending about $1,000 to $1,500 just in inspection items that come off of a traditional home buyer. Whereas with my challenge buyers, such as the company, Indiana Preferred Home Buyers, we make a cash offer. What the offer is, as you get, we pay all the closing costs. There are no closing costs on your end. And there's no concessions. It's a quick cash offer, and we can close as quickly as three to five business days. So it's significantly less. I would say typically, you're going to spend right off the bat, at least 10% when you sell it on the market. So you sell it on the market for $200,000, you're walking away with $180,000. So you're losing $20,000 right off the bat between realtor fees, concessions, closing costs, inspections, things like that. So you're definitely getting more bang for your buck going the other route.
And certainly appreciate your sharing those details. Most helpful. Now, you mentioned a couple of times the difference between your company and a traditional real estate sale, but what makes you different from the larger iBuyer firms popping up all over Indiana?
I think, and that's a great question. I think the big thing is the local touch. I think also we understand our customers' needs. For instance, I just had a house last week. The lady was, her husband had just passed away, unfortunately. And, the house she lived in for over 20 years with her husband. And she just didn't have the feelings, she liked the feelings of still staying at home and wanted to move on. And she actually had submitted an offer in Florida on a property near her, one of her best friends, and got it accepted surprisingly. And she needed to sell her house as quickly as, next week. And so I came in there and I said, listen, here's what I'll do. She was a little frantic and said, hey, I've got all these furniture and items and stuff I got to sell. It's going to take me weeks to get all this stuff sold before I can fly out, but I need to close next week. So I said, here's what I'll do. I'll close with you next week so you can have the cash available to buy your next place in Florida, and I'll let you stay there for 2 weeks rent-free to finish selling the rest of yourself and having yard sales and things like that and just getting rid of it. So that was, a unique situation, and I do quite often. I listen to my customers' needs and what they're needing to have at that specific time, and I make them an offer that will work best for them. Whereas, these big iBuyers, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't buy a home in the next week, let them stay there rent-free for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, so they can sell all their things and move on. I listen to our customers' needs and provide them with a tailored offer that's going to work best for them.
Mr. Perez, really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Indiana Preferred Home Buyers. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to bring our attention to as we wrap things up here today?
I'd just say, give us a shot. Check us out. We know what we're doing. We buy a lot of properties. It only takes a minute or two to fill out a brief questionnaire on our website just with some basic information on the property and good contact information. And we'll reach out to you guys and make you a no-hassle cash offer on your property. So just go to IndianaPreferredHomeBuyers.com and just fill out that survey. They're looking to sell their home. We'll get notified and we'll give them a call within 24 hours to get out there on the property. There's no hassle, no obligation to go with our offer, but definitely just give us a shot. And I think you'll be very pleased with the outcome.
Certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Perez, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Mr. Al Perez, the owner of Indiana Preferred Home Buyers, which helps clients sell their homes in a way that best suits their clients' needs. And for all the details, visit IndianaPreferredHomeBuyers.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.